Can we fearmonger about the U.S. causing nuclear war? Well, it was really funny, man. Trump Truth Social. It is the stream title. That is true. You all should have read the homework. Tuesday will be Power Plant Day and Bridge Day, all wrapped up into one in Iran. There will be nothing like it. Open the f***ing straight, you crazy bastards, or you'll be living in hell. Just watch. Praise be to Allah. President Donald J. Trump. On Easter Day, from the President of the United States. If European powers are going to be fear-mongering over anything, it really should be about America. We're a much greater threat to global peace than Russia. He even said what time we're doing it. Yeah, though apparently he moved back the date shortly after. Haven't you said Muslims are closer to Christianity than Protestants anyway? Than evangelicals, but yes. I don't even know what to make of this. All I've really seen is like sane washing, you know? The media, they don't just... I think you're engaging in journalistic malpractice if your coverage of this Truth Social post doesn't have just a screenshot of it, you know? Like if you're paraphrasing it, I think you're lying, essentially. Here, show me. React to it. React for my pleasure.
He has just threatened Iran in extraordinary graphic terms, giving the Iranian regime just over a day to either make a deal, reopen the Strait of Hormuz, or face hell. If your children are watching, be warned, the president did not use polite language. Quote, Tuesday will be Power Plant Day and Bridge Day, all wrapped up in one in Iran. There will be nothing like it. Open the fucking strait, you crazy bastards, or you'll be living in hell. Just watch. We should note that destroying civilian power infrastructure is generally considered to constitute a war crime under international law, though the president could argue that the infrastructure has dual use and also is utilized by Iran's military.
To break this all down, we have an excellent panel of reporters, Margaret Taloff with Axios, Zolan Connell-Youngs with the New York Times, and Mariana Sotomayor with the Washington Post. Good morning to you all. Okay, wow. That was this just happened. Yeah. Trump is making been making these threats repeatedly. He has not been carrying through with some of these threats, but he's been talking about going after the civilian infrastructure, the people that they presumably want to help here, the civilians in Iran, who would be hurt by going after the power supply, plants, the water supply, and the rest. What do you make of this threat?
The president is either emboldened by the U.S. ability to rescue this American, or very angry at the fact that this American has been apparently seriously injured, or just very angry that gas prices are really high and the American public's roundly against.
Apparently, Trump hasn't been seen in public in a while either. Not since his address back a couple days ago. He's skipped all three scheduled Easter masses he was meant to attend today. Went to the hospital, right? That was a rumor, but I don't think that's true, no. He's probably just having another stroke out.
The war, but
maybe all of the above.
Yeah,
maybe,
exactly. Yeah.
We have seen this sort of toggle between saying this is going to be wrapped up in a couple weeks and escalating threats. And this is, I mean, certainly the most over the top language we've seen so far. It also comes on Easter. There are a lot of things to unpack right here. But this is a social media communication by a sitting U.S. president. Uh-huh. It is laden with the F-bomb and invokes hell and all kinds of stuff.
I mean, he's been in yesterday.
They don't even have anything to say about it, I guess. It's all like decorum policing, right? It's like civility politics. I can't believe our president would say this. It's not like, because the only sane reaction to something like this is to go like, oh yeah, we have like a mad king, obviously. Yeah. What else do you say about it? You know?
He had said that this came after yesterday, where he said that, remember when I gave Iran 10 days to make a deal or open up the Hormuz Strait? Time is running out, 48 hours before all hell will rain down. And then today he went even further. You'll be living in hell, he said. So this is my question, because he has been all over the place about the Strait of Hormuz. Just before you jump in here, even Wednesday night, this is what Trump said about whether the Strait of Hormuz was really in the U.S. interest, opening that back up, and whether that was a chief demand of his.
The United States imports almost no oil through the Hormuz Strait.
and won't be taking any in the future. We don't need it. We haven't needed it, and we don't need it. The countries of the world that do receive oil through the Hormuz Strait must take care of that passage. Go to the Strait and just take it, protect it, use it for yourselves.
I mean, so what is it, Zolan? I mean, is that the objective now? Because he's been saying, we don't need, he said it in a primetime address, we don't need it, we haven't needed it, and we don't need it. And now he's saying, open it or there'll be a living hell.
The president has been issuing conflicting messages throughout this more than a month.
Just realize I'm super bored by these guys. All the media succeeds in doing here is making the truth more boring. I wonder if Fox News, has mentioned it at all. What decade is it? That is like a very 90s hairstyle, right? I don't see any coverage of this on Fox News. It's all just, it's all just covering the fucking race to get that, that F-15 weapons master out of Iran. Mysteriously, only Israeli media is talking about this, but Israel is waiting for the U.S. to start bombing energy infrastructure in Iran. My guess is they'll do it regardless of negotiations. Yeah, makes sense. Israel's not going to stop. The American president has again extended the deadline for Tehran, and Jerusalem is waiting for final approval of the U.S. administrations before carrying out attacks of this type. Yeah, makes sense. Kuwait's power water plants damage as Iran keeps attacking Gulf states. Keep it up, King. Supreme Leader. Not CNN, not Fox, not Reuters talking about it. Only Israeli news. Makes sense. Wasn't Israeli news the first one to break the 15 talking points or demands that America had for Iran as well? Even though they were demands that were issued by America to Iran, for some reason Israeli media was the first one to break it. That was cool. I like that. That doesn't make me feel weird at all. Does Trump write his Truth social posts himself? Guarantee you he does. Yeah, for sure. There's no fucking way anyone else is writing this. Fox News article on the Truth Social post? Oh, an article. And naturally the title doesn't, you know, include the praise Allah. Oh, no, here it is. It's in the body of the article. And then Trump immediately said there's a good chance of negotiations coming through on Monday. Up and down and up and down. How isn't Israel just a pile of rubble at this point? Well, no joke. I mean, in addition to the fact that Iran just doesn't have that many munitions to send relative to Israel, Iran's mostly targeting, like, essential infrastructure, not just random civilians. How are oil prices doing? No, the markets haven't reopened. What about futures? Still at 112, man. 112 for crude futures. God damn. Only going to go up. Only Trump has the strength to say praise Allah on Easter. It's because he's seen, well, you can't complain. He's seen so many progressives say that praise Allah is literally just praise God, and it's the same God, you know? Praise Allah is just Arabic for the same sentiment. He knows that because he's woke. Iran hits Israel every day. A few days ago, they hit sewage plants in Tel Aviv, and the city streets were flooded with shit. Like they're not normally. Damage the sewer lines caused by Iranian missile bombardment on Tel Aviv. Oh, that's funny. Oh, I bet it stinks in there. Poop country. I haven't seen this. Western media has been downplaying the damage done to Israel and the Gulf states. There's probably like a White House squelch order on it. They only play up damage being done to Israel when they want to fearmonger or justify attacks being directed against Iran. But when it's just about like covering the extent of the war playing out, I think I actually saw an Ezra Klein. I didn't watch it myself because I don't have an unlimited tolerance for pain. But I saw an Ezra Klein podcast title, which was effectively, "Is Iran Winning the War?" Which I think is interesting. Interesting that we're getting to that point. Is Iran winning?
What is the status of America's war with Iran? If you are trying to follow it through what President Trump is saying, you are going to be, I have become, hopelessly lost. Trump, within a single day, will veer wildly between... Joe?
Thanks so much for having me.
Suzanne Malone.
I find the state of the war in Iran confusing, even as somebody who's been covering it. I hear Donald Trump talking daily now about how the war only has 2 to 3 more weeks in it. Negotiations are going great. You know, this is almost over. And I also see that we're moving about 10,000 more
troops into the area alongside other military.
Jesus Christ. Whenever somebody like Ezra Klein does an interview on a foreign policy expert, I want to see their credentials. Guess what? Served on the U.S. Secretary of State's policy planning staff under Condoleezza Rice and worked as a Middle East advisor for ExxonMobil. Ladies and gentlemen, your favorite liberal. I'm not a joke. Condoleezza Rice, ExxonMobil. Perfect. Every time I Google, I worry, will it be boring? Will she just be like an academic? Nope, they never are. They're always consultants and they're always neocons. It's always the deep state.
Assets. What should I believe here? Which of these should I be tracking?
Well, I think at this point we have to be tracking both the language that the Trump administration and the president himself are using, especially on social media. But we also have to be watching what's happening on the ground, because, you know, what we've seen even in the buildup to the war is that the president has often said one thing and done something different. And that's something that the Iranians are well aware.
Keep in mind, the systemic critique being offered here in this episode is not that the war with Iran is a bad thing, but rather that Trump is incompetent and therefore doing it incorrectly, and that it would be better if a Democrat was in charge so the Democrat could do it correctly.
Of and very much prepared for. And I think he's probably getting different opinions. And it's not entirely clear that President Trump himself has decided precisely what he wants to do.
Program.
Well, the latest that we've heard is that the U.S. assesses that about 30% of Iran's missile capabilities have been taken out by strikes. They've also expended some of the rest of their missiles in their own strikes. But we believe that they still have both the missiles, the launchers, and again, even if the production facilities have been destroyed, they have the capability to rebuild at some point in time. We have seen the Israelis in particular take wider strikes, clearly aimed at undermining the larger economic infrastructure in Iran, whether it was at the South Pars gas field or the more recently the steel manufacturing plants around the country. I think that's all intended to make the road harder and longer toward reconstituting a really industrial scale ballistic missile program.
Microphone.
But the Iranians have also been very calculated in how they've used those missiles. They appear to be improving their accuracy over the course of this war. And they still have the capability to both strike their neighbors and Israel with ballistic missiles, and they have an even larger and probably more flexible capability when it comes to drone construction.
You know, if you listen to Secretary of Defense of War Pete Hegseth, in his commentary, we're always pretty close to destroying Iran's ability to fire missiles, to have offensive capability. You know, Trump himself talks constantly about obliterating their ability to project power. We don't seem to have been able to do it. Why is that? Why is this proven militarily so hard to kind of shut Iran's capability to threaten infrastructure throughout the region, to threaten ships coming through the strait?
We have destroyed a lot of Iranian capabilities,
well,
but they have more than we fully appreciated. And they've also been able to both hide and reconstitute some of those capabilities that were already hit. I think that kind of resilience was something that was not fully appreciated by the Trump administration or by.
Anyway, I'm just grimly, I don't know.